إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased to visit my brothers here in Mombasa, Kenya, on this day in the month of Rajab, the year 1445 Hijri, corresponding to the 15th of January 2024, to remind myself and my brothers of something that could possibly benefit us, inshaAllah ta'ala, as it relates to the hereafter. And indeed, the brothers coming together on this day to hear a brief lecture about our obligations in Islam is important, and it's tremendous, because our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to encourage his Sahaba to attend gatherings of knowledge. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to encourage the Sahaba to attend gatherings of knowledge. There is a hadith which is reported that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, إِذَا مَرَوْتُمْ بِرِيَادِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, if you pass by gardens of Jannah, then take a seat, then attend. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا رِيَادُ الْجَنَّةِ, what are the gardens of Jannah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gatherings of knowledge. And that narration is declared authentic by Shaykh al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi in his Sahih al-Targhib. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to encourage the Sahaba to look for gatherings of knowledge, gatherings that they would hear a benefit from the Book of Allah or a benefit from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my dear brothers, we're living at a time that many people don't do this. Many people do not take time out of their busy day to attend gatherings of knowledge. And because of that, knowledge will disappear. During the latter days, knowledge will disappear, because these types of gatherings become less and less. People no longer have the desire to attend these types of gatherings. So it is a tremendous blessing upon our brothers for taking some time out to come to this type of gathering. And this will be a means of Allah Azza wa Jal making your path easy for you to Jannah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abu Darda and others, مَنْ سَلَكَ تَرِيكًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَحَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ تَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever does something to seek knowledge, Allah Azza wa Jal would make his path easy for him to Jannah. So you coming to this masjid here in Mombasa, taking an hour out of your busy day to learn something of your religion, could be a means of you entering into Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept it from us all. My dear brothers, this lecture was not scheduled prior to me coming. But Allah Azza wa Jal decreed that I would visit the masjid. And I will benefit. I will sit with my brothers and we would benefit from one another. So that which I would like to speak about, and that which I would like to remind myself and my brothers about, is the importance of spreading this religion. The importance, in fact, the obligation of spreading this religion. My dear brothers and sisters, we should understand that Allah Azza wa Jal has made it an obligation upon the believers to spread this religion. You find that in the Quran, and you also find it in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This obligation of spreading Islam. This obligation of calling people to this wonderful religion. The Muslim is not a person that says, I practice Islam and I leave others to practice what they want to practice. That's not the way of the Muslim. The way of the Muslim, we want to enter Jannah and we want other people to also enter into Jannah. So the way of the Muslim, we call people to Islam. An example of that, Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, in Surah Fussilat, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِنْ مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran says, who has a better statement? Who has a better statement than the person who calls to Allah and does righteous deeds and informs, I am from the believers? So the scholars of Tafsir, Hafiz Ibn Kathir and others, they said, in this verse, Allah is informing you that the best of the people, the best of the people is the one who calls to Allah. The best of the people is the one who calls to Allah and does righteous deeds. And those two go hand in hand. Calling to Allah and doing righteous deeds goes hand in hand. Because if you call to Allah, but you are a person who is sinful, or if you call to Allah, but you are a person who is dishonest, if you call to Allah, but you're known for being someone who is not truthful, the people would say to you, you're a liar. How are you calling me to Islam? But you yourself, you're a thief. But you yourself, you're a drug dealer. But you yourself, you rob people. So Allah Azza wa Jal said, who is better than the person who calls to Allah and does righteous deeds? In another verse in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal said, ud'u ila sabili rabbika bilhikmati walmaw'idhati alhasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, call to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good admonition, and debate with them with that which is better. So in the Quran, Allah is ordering the believers to call to Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal is ordering the believers to call to Allah. So if we truly love Islam, if we truly believe in Islam, why don't we call to Islam? There's some of us that have non-Muslim neighbors. There's some of us that have non-Muslim co-workers. There's some of us that have non-Muslim family members. There's some of us that have non-Muslim classmates, as this is a university. You have non-Muslim classmates, and they never hear from you the call to Islam. You never speak to them about the beauty of Islam. If you felt Islam was the truth, if you felt Islam was the true religion, so why don't you call others to it? Why don't they hear from you the call to Islam? In Surah Yusuf, Allah Azza wa Jal, at the end of Surah Yusuf, Allah Azza wa Jal told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ordered the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say, "Qul hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allah ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani wa subhanallah wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen." At the end of Surah Yusuf, Allah Azza wa Jal ordered the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say, "This is my way. I call to Allah upon knowledge, me and my followers." So Allah Azza wa Jal, at the end of Surah Yusuf, ordered the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say, "This is my way. I call to Allah upon knowledge, me and my followers." So if we truly are followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he would call people to Islam. He would teach people tawheed. He would teach people about the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. He would teach people about the purity of Islam. He would teach people about the guidance of Islam. And he said, "This is my way. I call to Allah upon knowledge, me and my followers." So my dear brother, if we truly are followers of our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is upon us to call to Islam. Because that was his way, and he said, "This is the way of my followers." So we find in the Quran and in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the virtues of calling to Islam. So once again, the Muslim is not the type of individual that says, "I practice Islam myself and I leave people upon what they want to be upon." The question that we ask ourselves, was that the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yani, when our beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Mecca with the idol worshippers, did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "I practice Islam and I leave you upon whatever you want to do, do. Whatever you want to worship, worship." That wasn't the way of our beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he did that, we would not be Muslim today, not me nor you. If the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept quiet to himself and worshipped his Lord alone, then we would not be his followers today, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But our beloved messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spent day and night calling his people to Islam, calling Quraysh to Islam. And this was the way of the prophets and the messengers that came before him. From the time of Nuh, from the time of Ibrahim, from the time of Musa and others, calling their people to Islam day and night. Look in Surah Nuh. What did Nuh alayhi salatu salam say? "Rabbi inni da'awtu qawmi laylan wa nahara." Nuh alayhi salatu salam said, "My Lord, I called my people day and night." He said, "I called my people day and night." Yani, it wasn't something that Nuh did part-time. It wasn't something that Nuh did when he had some free time. He said, "Rabbi inni da'awtu qawmi laylan wa nahara." Yani, day and night I was calling my people. And he called them in private. And he called them in public. Yani, Nuh alayhi salatu salam taking from his time, from his energy, calling his people to Islam. And the same with Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, calling his family to Islam, calling his father to Islam. And his father said, if you do not be quiet, I will kill you. His own father. But he continued to call him to Islam. And he called his people to Islam. So what we should ask ourselves, as Muslims, and as individuals who believe in the true religion, as individuals who believe in the Quran, as individuals who believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do we take the task of calling to Islam? Read the sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, on the authority of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, with an authentic chain of narration, that Jabir said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mecca for 10 years. And we know in total, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mecca for 13 years. But Jabir is speaking about the first 10 years. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mecca for 10 years. يَتْبَعُ النَّاسَ فِي مَنَازِلِهِمْ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to people's homes, calling them to Islam. And then he would go to Hajj, when the different tribes of Mecca and the different tribes of the Arabian Peninsula, when they would come for Hajj, he would visit them on Hajj. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Man ya'wini, man yansuruni, hatta ubaligha risalat Rabbi. Who would help me? Who will assist me so I can give the message of my Lord? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not remain in his home and pray to Allah and worship Allah alone. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go around to people's homes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to Hajj in Mina, and he used to speak to the people and call them to Tawheed. And even with that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have an easy time. It was not comfortable. It was not, as they say, a bed of roses. In the same narration, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said that the people, they used to mock him. They used to say, احذر من غلام قريش لا يفتنكم. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going around calling people to Tawheed, calling people to the oneness of Allah, Quraysh did not leave him. Quraysh used to say, do not listen to this man. Do not listen to this boy from Quraysh. He will confuse you. He will change your religion. So here is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam calling to Tawheed. Here is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam calling to the oneness of Allah, and Quraysh is following him, saying, no, 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 don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. He will confuse you. He will change your religion and the likes. And Jabir mentioned the people used to point at him. That's the crazy man that's calling to Tawheed. That's the crazy man that's calling to the oneness of Allah. But did our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam give up the message? No. Likewise, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited Ta'if in the mountains outside of Mecca, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled to Ta'if and he called them to Tawheed, and he called them to the oneness of Allah, and they ridiculed him, and they made fun of him, and they insulted him, and they sent their young boys to throw rocks at him. And we know that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down and said, I have with me the angel responsible for the mountain. He will crush them. Give the word. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no. I hope that Allah azza wa jal would bring from their offspring individuals that worship Allah azza wa jal. So look, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being ridiculed. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being insulted. But he did not give up calling to the path of Allah azza wa jal. So the question that we ask ourselves is, are we calling to the religion of Islam? Whether our neighbors, or whether our family members, or whether our co-workers, are we calling to the religion of Islam? Because my dear brothers, as we mentioned in the lecture that we gave last night, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا خَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the seal of the messengers. There is no messenger after me. So there's not going to be another prophet that comes with another revelation. There's not going to be another prophet that comes with revelation. But who calls to Islam? The Muslims call to Islam. The Muslims call to this religion. It's upon the believing men and the believing women to call to the religion of Islam. In calling to the religion of Islam, after we understand the obligation and the importance in calling to the religion of Islam, we should understand that there are things you must be aware of. After understanding it's an obligation, there are things that you must be aware of. From those things, and from the prerequisites of calling to Islam, is that you have to gain knowledge. You have to gain knowledge. A person doesn't just wake up one day and say, I want to be a caller to Islam. He opens up a Twitter account or an Instagram account or a TikTok account and he says, I want to call to Islam. That is not the way. In fact, that is very harmful to Islam. When you try to call to Islam without learning Islam and without learning from the scholars of Islam, you cause more harm than good. We mentioned it in last night's lecture. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum learned from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An example. It's reported in Sahih Muslim and others that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to give da'wah to the people of Yemen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to give da'wah to the people of Yemen. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose individuals from the Sahaba that were very knowledgeable. From those individuals was Mu'adh ibn Jabal and others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Mu'adh and said, "Innaka ta'ti qawman min ahli al-kitab." فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُوَحِدُ اللَّهِ. To the end of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't choose any sahaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't stand in front of the sahaba one day and said, we want to send someone to Yemen, yalla, who wants to go? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam selected specific individuals who were very knowledgeable. From them, Mu'adh ibn Jabal. From them, Ali ibn Abi Talib and others. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam selected Sahaba and called them and said, Mu'adh, you are going to a people of the book. So the first thing you do is call them to Tawheed. If they agree and they accept it, then you call them to the Salat. If they agree and accept it, then you call them to Zakat. The point of that hadith is two things. One, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not send anyone. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent individuals who were very knowledgeable. Two, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before sending those individuals, he taught them and explain to them how to give da'wah. So our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informing us what Allah said in that verse that we mentioned in Surah Yusuf. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. Say, this is my way. I call to Allah upon knowledge. So my dear brothers, if you want to be a caller to Islam, you yourself have to take time to learn the religion. You have to take time to learn the religion. So you don't just wake up like we said. You wake up one morning and you say, I'm going to open a Twitter account or a Telegram account or a TikTok account and I'm going to call to Islam. That's not the way. That's not the way. But rather, you benefit from the scholars of Islam. You read their books. You attend their gatherings. You benefit. You learn. You study. And then when Allah Azza wa Jalla decrees that you are knowledgeable, that would be possibly the time that you go out and you teach Islam. I was saying to one of the brothers on the way to this masjid, you have groups amongst Islamic groups, and we have witnessed it myself in America and other places that I've traveled to. The example that I'm about to give, you have an individual that does not know anything about Islam. A person walks into the masjid and says, my name is John, or my name is Paul, or my name is Anthony, and I would like to learn about Islam. They teach him for an hour or two. He takes his shahada and they say, tomorrow we want you to come and give a lecture. He says, I took my shahada just now. They said, it's okay, Allah will give you light in your heart. It's okay, Allah will give you light in your heart. My dear brothers, is this how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave da'wah? Is this how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave da'wah? Allah will give you light in your heart? That's not da'wah, my dear brothers. Da'wah is that you learn Islam. What is your rush? What is your rush to open up a Twitter account or an Instagram account to call it to Islam? We understand your eagerness. We understand your eagerness. But you do more harm than good when you speak about Islam and you do not know the religion. So, from the prerequisites of calling to Islam is that you have to gain knowledge about Islam. And the way of gaining knowledge about Islam is to sit with the scholars of Islam. The brother Jazahullahu Khairan that gave the introduction to tonight's lecture, he said the hadith that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al ulama'u warathat al anbiya, fa inna al anbiya lam yuwarithu dinaran wala dirhama, wa inna ma warathu al ilm." فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ فَقَدْ أَخَذَ بِحَذٍ وَافٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us of the status of scholars in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. Then he said, the prophets do not leave behind wealth, gold and silver, but the prophets leave behind knowledge. Whoever takes that knowledge, they have taken something which is very valuable. So my dear brothers, understand inheritance. When you die, your house, your car, your money goes to your closest family member. When you die, your wealth, your assets, your property, your business, your money in the bank, it goes to your closest relative, your wife, it goes to your children, it goes to your brother, your mother, your closest relative. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that the closest person to the Prophet are the scholars of Islam. They are the scholars of Islam. They are the ones that we learn our religion from. They are the ones that we learn how to call to Islam. We learn how to call to Allah. A person doesn't become a scholar or a caller overnight. You don't have a dream and wake up and say, I want to be a caller to Islam. Or you have a dream and you wake up and say, I am a scholar. Where did you benefit from? I had a dream last night. That's not the way of Islam, my dear brothers. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they took days and nights sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam learning. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would teach them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would instruct them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give them advice. If they would make a mistake, he would correct them. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, from the prerequisites of calling to Islam is that you learn about Islam. And you learn about Islam from its proper sources. Because we are living at a time that everyone has said, I'm a caller. If a person wants to become famous, he says, I'm a scholar. I'm a mufti. I'm a sheikh. And the likes. But where did you study? Where did you learn? Who did you benefit from? That's not the way of Islam, my dear brothers. It's upon us to learn it from its proper sources. Because our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith that we mentioned yesterday, the hadith of Irbad bin Sariyah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the coming time. He spoke about the coming generations. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innahu man ya'ish minkum fasayara ikhtilafan kathira." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever lives, and he's speaking to the Sahaba, individuals who lived 1400 years ago. He said, whoever lives, you will see many differences, many different calls. I'm a sheikh. I'm a scholar. I'm a mufti. I have 10 million followers on Instagram. You will see many different paths. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his ummah what we should look for. How do we know what's correct from what's wrong? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةُ خُلَفَاءَ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَحْدِيِينَ. He said, follow my sunnah. Look for my sunnah. Look for those who are teaching my way and the way of my rightly guided caliphs. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hold on to it with your molar teeth and be aware of the newly invented matters. So my dear brothers, it's important when we want to learn about Islam, when we want to learn about religion, we don't just go online and just look for anyone who has the most followers, who's the influencer. We don't look for that. We don't look for numbers when we're trying to learn about Islam. We look for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We look for individuals that are calling to tawheed. We look for individuals that are connecting us to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, connecting us to the Sahaba, connecting us to the righteous Salafu Salih. That's what we look for. We don't look just for anyone, because numbers, 10 million followers, 20 million followers, that is not an indication that the person is upon the truth. Did we forget the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith of Ibn Abbas, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Uridat alayya al-umam." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I was shown the nations." When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended to on the night of al-Isra wal Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered paradise, and he said, "I was shown the nations." From the things that Allah Azza wa Jal showed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the nations. So he said, فَرَأَيْتُ نَبِيٌّ وَمَعْهُ الرَّحْمَةِ. I saw a prophet, and he had 3 to 5 or 3 to 7 people. And I saw a prophet, and he understands something. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being shown prophets and their followers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I saw a prophet, 5 to 7 followers. And then I saw a prophet with 2 followers. And then I saw a prophet with no followers. What do we benefit from that hadith? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown prophets, and understand something. Prophets were not sent to one individual or 2 individuals. Prophets were sent to nations. Prophets and messengers were sent to nations. But on some of those prophets died, and only 3 people believed in them. Some of those prophets died, and only 5 people believed in them. Some of those prophets died, alayhi salatu wasalam, and no one believed in them. So if numbers were a criteria for the truth, that means the prophets were wrong. That means the prophets made a mistake. Could that be possible, my brothers? Impossible. If you look at a prophet calling to Tawheed and calling to the oneness of Allah, and you look at his opposers or his opponents, it's possible that they had millions, like Fir'aun. Fir'aun had millions of followers, and Musa had only a few followers. Could a person say, Fir'aun has millions, so I'm going to stay with Fir'aun? If you did that, where would you be? You would be in the hellfire. So my dear brothers, it's upon an individual to understand that we are living in days of fitna. We are living in days where everyone says, come, listen to me, follow me. But what is their call? Are they calling to the Tawheed? Are they calling to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are they calling to the way of the Salaf al-Salih? Or are they calling to themselves? This is something which is extremely important. Another thing that which informs you, helps us to understand that. Listen to this tremendous statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And it's reported in the Sunan of Imam al-Darimi and Al-Iban by Ibn Battah and others, other books of the Salaf, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is one of the most knowledgeable companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the most knowledgeable companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, "Alaykum bil ilm." It's upon you to learn. He said, "It's upon you to learn." Qabla an yuqbad, before knowledge is lifted. وَقَبْدُهُ ذِهَابُ أَهْلِهِ. Then he said, knowledge will be lifted by the passing away of the scholars. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ. Then he said it again. So you should learn. فَإِنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ لَا يَدْرِي مَتَى يُفْتَقُرُ إِلَى مَا عِنْدُهُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. Because verily you do not know when knowledge is going to be needed from you. So he said, you should learn. There will come a time that people need your knowledge. And knowledge will be lifted by the passing away of the scholars. Then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said a very important statement. He said, وَسَتَجِدُونَ أَقْوَامًا يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ نَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْعِلْمِ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, this famous and knowledgeable companion, he ended his statement by saying, In the future, you will find individuals that claim. You will find individuals that claim they are calling to the Book of Allah, but they have truly placed the Book of Allah behind their backs. They have placed the Book of Allah behind their backs. They're not calling to the Book of Allah. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, so you have to seek knowledge. So my dear brothers, this is extremely important. And if that was the case 1,400 years ago, what about today? What about the fitna of today? Individuals that have 10 million followers, 20 million followers, 50 million followers, not one lesson in Tawheed. Not one lesson in a book of Tawheed. How? What are you calling to? Stories. One day I was here, one day I was there. Calling to stories. Those same individuals say, don't call to Tawheed. It divides the people. People don't want to hear about Tawheed. Let's give them stories. So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting there for 950 years telling stories. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting there telling stories. Ismail, Yaqub, Shu'ayb, the prophets and messengers were telling stories. My dear brothers, the prophets were calling to Tawheed. Leave the people, you want to leave the people upon shirk? You want to leave the people to worship the graves? You want to leave the people to call on the dead people? Yes, just leave them. But tell them stories. My dear brothers, this is not from our religion. So it's very important, extremely important, that we call the people to Tawheed. That we call the people to the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. My dear brothers, people today are thirsty for guidance. Disbelievers and Muslims. You have Muslims that do not know Tawheed. You have Muslims that don't know the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They look at the actions of the people. And when you come to them with the sunnah, when you come to them with the authentic sunnah of the Prophet, what do they say? But everyone is doing it. When you come to them with Tawheed, they said, oh, this divides the people. My dear brothers, it's extremely important that we learn the religion of Islam. And we teach people the religion of Islam. And we teach people Tawheed. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abu Hurairah in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَدَلَ إِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam began as something strange. And it will return to being something strange. So paradise for the strangers. My dear brothers, Islam began as something strange. And it will return to being strange. Although, Islam is becoming popular on social media. But the true understanding of Islam is very, very strange. The true application of Islam is very, very strange. When you tell people about the Sunnah, when you tell people about Tawheed, they said, no, this, you're being too difficult. And the likes. So it's upon us to learn our religion. Another thing that we take from that statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, you will find you do not know when knowledge will be needed from you. You do not know when knowledge will be needed from you. We have another example. Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of the Prophet, and one of the most knowledgeable companions. He was very young. He was from the youth that accepted Islam. And he went around learning the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that Abdullah ibn Abbas became one of the most knowledgeable companions, and he's from the Mukthireen fi riwayat al-Athar. He's from the companions that has the most hadith. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma went to another young companion and said, let's go and gather the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is during the lifetime of the Prophet. Abdullah said to another companion, let's go and gather the hadith of the Prophet. That other companion said, do you think people need us? You have Abu Bakr, you have Umar, you have Uthman, you have all of these senior companions. They don't need us, we're young. Ibn Abbas said, no, I'm going to gather the hadith. That other companion didn't. Look at the level of knowledge Ibn Abbas reached. He became one of the most knowledgeable companions. So much to the extent that when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa and he wanted to have shura, the meetings to discuss the affairs of the Muslims with the senior companions, Umar used to invite Abdullah ibn Abbas. Yani all of the senior companions are sitting to discuss the affairs of the Muslims, and Umar is inviting Abdullah ibn Abbas. The Sahaba used to say, why are you inviting this young man? The summary is that Umar said, he has knowledge that you do not have. He has knowledge that you do not have. That's with Umar ibn Khattab. Also in the time of Ali ibn Abi Talib, when a group of individuals appeared in Islam, and this group is the Khawarij, this group that makes takfir upon Muslims, you commit a sin, you're a disbeliever, and the likes, and they try to overthrow governments, Muslim governments and the likes, constantly trying to cause turmoil. In the time of the Sahaba until this day, the Khawarij. When Ali ibn Abi Talib, and understand, the Khawarij were making takfir even against the Sahaba. They were saying the Sahaba are ruling by other than the Book of Allah. Subhanallah. The Sahaba ruling by other than the Book of Allah. So Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the cousin and the son-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now he's the fourth Khalifa, when he wanted to send someone to debate with the Khawarij, who did he select? Ali. Afwan, who did he select? Abdullah ibn Abbas. Here you have the fourth Khalifa debating with a group that makes takfir against the Sahaba, saying the Sahabas are disbelievers. He selected one of the youngest and one of the most knowledgeable from amongst the Sahaba. He selected Abdullah ibn Abbas and said, go to them and debate with them. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was young, but he had reached a high level of knowledge and understanding. And he went and debated with the Khawarij. And the first thing that Ibn Abbas, this young man, saying to this group of thousands of Khawarij, from the first things he said, there is not one Sahabi with you. We are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the individuals that were around when the revelation was being revealed. Do you think that you have more knowledge than us? What truth are you upon? And there is not one Sahabi with you. The point of that is he debated with them. Some of them returned and some of them stayed. So the point of that narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is it's upon the people to learn their religion. My dear brothers, we should understand the sunnah of Allah azza wa jalla. The sunnah of Allah, if we do not call to Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal would bring about a people that calls to Islam. If you do not call to your religion, Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's easy for Allah. It's easy for Allah to replace you and to bring about people that will call to the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that's something that we must understand. We should be callers to Allah. Ud'u ila sabili Rabbi. Call to the path of your Lord. Call to this religion. Why are you keeping it to yourself? Have we become like Jews? Individuals that say, no, we don't call to Islam because you can't enter into Islam. Is that what we've become? That we have neighbors that are Christians, or neighbors that are Jews, or neighbors that are Buddhists, or neighbors that are atheists, and we see them day and night, but we don't call them to our religion? My dear brothers, it's upon us to call to the wonderful religion of Islam. If you truly believe that Islam is the truth, if you truly believe that Islam is the correct religion, then call to this one wonderful religion. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, I myself entered the fold of Islam 30 years ago. At the age of 17 years old. 17 years old. A man met me and he called me to Islam. He had a conversation with me. He said to me about Islam. He spoke to me about Islam. And he said to me about Tawheed. And he said to me that the Muslims pray 5 times a day. And he said, would you like to enter into this wonderful religion? And I said to myself, yes, it makes sense. Because as a Christian, I was a Christian. As a Christian, you do whatever you want. Monday, you do whatever you want. Tuesday, you do whatever you want. Wednesday, you do whatever you want. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know what they do. And then on Sunday, you seek forgiveness. It didn't make sense. So throughout the week, you do whatever you want, and then you seek forgiveness on Sunday. Likewise, Prophet Nuh called to Tawheed. Prophet Ibrahim called to Tawheed. Prophet Moses called to Tawheed. And then when it comes to Isa, he calls to the worship of himself. I said, this doesn't make sense. So the individual called me to Islam, and I entered into the wonderful religion of Islam. And that individual has died. The one who called me to Islam and the one who gave me my Shahada, both of them have passed away. But can you imagine the reward that they're getting? I'm here in Mombasa today giving a lecture, and they're in their graves getting the reward for it. If you call a person to Islam and that person practices and calls his wife and his children, you will die and you will get the reward for everyone he calls to Islam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his cousin and his son-in-law Ali ibn Abi Talib, لَأَنْ يَحْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدٌ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النِّعْمِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his cousin Ali, if Allah guides one person because of you, it is better than the red camel. And the red camel during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was considered a very valuable asset. And maybe it still is in Somalia, I don't know. Or here, maybe it's still very valuable. But it was a very valuable asset. So if you call one person to Islam and you die, and that person has Muslim children, and that person has Muslim grandchildren, and that person teaches Islam, studies Islam, learns Islam, you are in your grave and you're getting the reward for that person and everyone that they call to Islam. So my dear brothers, it's upon you to learn the religion. Study the religion from the authentic sources, from the scholars that connect you to the Salaf, the righteous predecessors. Take your time. Learn the religion. Call to your religion. In your statements and in your actions, may Allah Azza wa Jal guide us all. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us all true callers to Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jal increase us in beneficial knowledge and righteous deeds. May Allah forgive us for our shortcomings and our faults and our mistakes. This was a brief lecture and a brief reminder for myself and my beloved brothers here in Mombasa, Kenya. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept it from us all. Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Jazakumullahu khairan.